Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you lovely bunch. It's me, Clarky. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Don't worry, it's not just me. Imagine that. That'd be awful, wouldn't it? The other guys will be along in a second. I'm just here to thank you so much if you've donated. I really mean that, despite the slightly patronising way I said it. And if you haven't donated, maybe you'd like to. And if you would like to, you can do it here at comedy.co.uk/PFS/donate. Just think of all the wonderful years of joy we've brought you and put a price on that. £2. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Speak to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Tom, Ben.
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you prick?
Listen, mate.
Oh, come on, Ben.
That's hardly fair.
You've got to stop being so mean to Matthew.
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. Now,
sorry, Matthew, prick.
Thomas framed this lovely picture of himself saying, you've got to stop being so mean to Matthew. And you've framed a lovely bit of crochet of you saying, Matthew, you prick. And I want them to be hung on the walls.
Great.
When guests come round, they can see what's up on our walls.
Always a problem.
Absolutely. A classic household chore.
People say we're running out of ideas, but I think we've put that to bed.
Absolutely. Hanging up a picture. It's a classic rota thing. People have a rota for who's going to hang up the picture. Well, let's find out if it's going to be... if it's going to be... I hung up the picture last week, all right? This week is your turn.
This might be the worst start ever.
Yeah. Fuck it. There's only one way to settle this. We have to have a Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, she got a body like an hourglass, but I can give it to you all the time. She got a booty like a Cadillac, but I can send you into overdrive. You've been waiting for that step on upswing. Your bat. See, anybody could be good to you. You need a good girl to blow your mind. Hang it in the front room. I know you want it. Hang. I'm asking you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute. Please don't hang it there. Wait a minute till you... Oh, hey. Hang. Nice work of art. Wow. Hang. I bought it from Croydon Market. Wait a minute. Please don't hang it there. Wait a minute. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby, and while they're following...
Wowee.
Well, they're sitting under my roof, I should say. They'll be following my rules. Let's meet the tenants, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
So, oh, my God. So that was the best thing I've ever heard you do.
Thanks so much. It turns out that's absolutely my register. So, the theme, of course, this week, as you heard from the sketch, which I'm assuming we're going to chop out. absolutely no way we can leave that in.
No way.
Most people would re-record it. So, the theme is hanging up the picture. So, yes. Tom, what is your hang-up about hanging up the picture this week?
Well, I've got a terrible experience of hanging up pictures. Let me tell you a very quick story. A friend of mine who I went to university with did an art history degree, and she worked in a very expensive auction house. She got me a job just for 3 days. It's a true story, actually.
Let's hope so.
Just like for 3 days, where they had a big exhibition of the famous French impressionist who'd painted all the water lilies. And it was my job to clean the paintings before they were hung up.
I'm not sure that's a job.
You know, like restoration. Little did you realise, this is something you learn when you work at somewhere like Sotheby's, right? In order to clean those pictures, they actually use... horse semen.
So, Ben.
Horse semen.
They use
animal semen.
This is
unbelievable. And you have to wipe it over the famous paintings.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the strange thing, right?
That's not the strange thing.
As I was cleaning the paintings, all the paint wiped away.
Oh, my God.
And underneath were portraits of Paul Pogba, the Man United midfielder, wearing his number 6 shirt. Now, I mean, I get summoned to the head office. They're furious.
Of course they are.
I said to them, I don't know what they want from me. It's like the more Monet I come across, the more Pogba I see. Do you know what I mean, guys?
Wow.
Do you know what I mean, Ellie?
For a second, I really thought, what the fuck have I come on? But at the end, that's made it all worthwhile.
Okay, good, because I literally still think that, and I've been doing this since 2011. So, Ben, tell us, you're well hung. Why won't you return the favour?
Well, actually, Matthew, the worst job I ever had...
It's not what I asked you, but sure, fair enough.
Well, it brings back terrible memories,
right? Oh, it does,
right?
Doesn't it? Of course it does,
the
yeah.
worst job I ever had was being an exorcist. And I specialised in poltergeists. I had this particular tricky one that would always make the pictures wonky in the house, and I had to go out, and after hours and hours and hours, I finally managed to make it all right. And that's when I got the nickname, The Spirit Level.
Technically a joke, so I'm going to allow it.
There we go.
Thank you very much to Tom and Ben, but you cannot hang the picture alone. You need someone to tell us how wonky it is. So please introduce the wonkers you've brought with you this week. Tom, who have you got on your team?
Well, let me tell you, terrible news, guys. The Jamboree's in trouble.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes. It says that we've been reported for preaching fake news.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
very timely.
There's been a political scandal around the coconut shy.
No.
I know.
Really?
I know.
Turns out it's not that shy.
So, yeah, it turns
actually quite outgoing.
Turns out they're brash. Very
sure.
Brash. Yeah. So, to set the record straight, I got in the straightest truth shooter I know. She happens to be one of the funniest people I know as well, Miss Ellie Taylor!
Ellie Taylor is here.
What a pleasure.
Ellie, thank you so much for coming on the show. What kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm a good flatmate. I'm very good at cleaning. And by cleaning, I mean I get the cleaning lady to come round.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Very good at earning money is what you...
Well, I pay them below minimum wage,
oh,
of
okay.
course.
Oh, well,
okay.
So.
Incredible.
Listen,
I'm not made of money.
Do you have a rapport with your cleaning person?
I bought her a new mop head on Monday.
Not sure you know what the word rapport means there.
No, I do. She's very nice. We get on very well, actually.
What's her name?
Her name's Chris.
Chris?
Chris.
Well, 2013, you're allowed to be called Chris now, aren't you? Irregardless of gender. So, I, for one, embrace it. It's absolutely wonderful. Do you stick around in the house when you've got your cleaning lady in, or do you scarper?
I try to scarper because I don't want to get in her way.
No, it's a lot of lifting your legs up, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
I do a pre-tidy.
I'm fucking my cleaner, all right, guys? That's what I want to say.
Dear.
Also called Chris. I'm going to keep you guessing. The big question is, does your cleaner hang your pictures for you?
She hasn't. I'm going to bloody ask her to next week.
Crack the whip next time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ellie.
Make
Ben,
sure it's a picture of her and really freak her out. Imagine going, do you mind hanging this picture for me? And you take off the drape and it's
yeah.
a picture you painted of her. With a mop head.
Yeah.
Aww.
With a load of candles around it. Looks like a shrine. She doesn't know what's going on. Keep her on her toes. Absolutely right. Clarkie, what about you?
Yes, Matthew.
Hello.
I've bought...
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well.
And who have you brought with you this week, Ben?
I've bought my cleaner, Pierre Novelli.
Pierre Novelli's here.
Amazing.
Pierre Novelli, now, are you a good flatmate? Are you a flatmate?
I am a flatmate. I'm a flatmate of extremes.
Go on, talk us through it.
I think I won't clean for ages, but when I do, I'll clean to a level of just like post-murder.
Right.
Because I know if I do start cleaning, it's the whole day. That's yeah. why I put it off. So that when I snap, it's
like, big.
What's the
yeah,
most,
it's
what's,
a big deal.
What's the most extreme? Because my wife and I, in our last flat, would like set aside a whole weekend to clean.
Yeah.
And we got to the point at the end of the day when we like properly cleaned the entire flat, first time ever. And we went to bed and we were like, ah, yeah, we cleaned so well, we threw away all our bedding. We were like, this is filthy, look at these pillows. Ah, I probably drooled into these, disgusting, in the bin. And we had to sleep on top of a duvet with no covers.
All raw.
Yeah, absolutely all raw, yeah. With just wearing marigolds.
That's some cleaning.
The most extreme I got, I bought a cheap toothbrush for in between the bathroom tiles.
What, just use an old one?
I only had one and it was an electric one.
It was still
one.
Pretty good.
Still pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not gonna, imagine if I bought an 80 quid electric toothbrush just for the shower.
Just to do the grouting, yeah.
It has to be pure. My tiles are as clean as human teeth.
His tiles are human teeth.
Yeah. Have you killed someone?
In a way, we've all killed someone. Wow. Through our consumer choices.
Preach. Right, so we have met our contestants, but who will hang the picture and who will simply be hung by the neck until they be dead by Pierre? Let's find out as we play round one.
I have painted a picture, and it's a picture of me, and I'm standing outside, and I'm really hungry. And it's raining and I'm missing my tea. Oh, I want to hang this picture, but I have just broken the frame. And oh, the nail, yes, the nail has failed. And it's raining and the frame is down the drain. Oh, why bother hanging this picture? Because there's no one else here to see. And yes, I'm aware that I'm scared and I'm on a chair. And yes, I'm just going to hang me. Oh, hang me, hang me, hang me. Oh, hang me, hang me, hang me, Kenny. Oh, hang me.
Lovely stuff.
Wow.
Just nice to hear a Morrissey song that isn't subtly about UKIP.
Oh, it was.
Read between the lines. So, round one is called Words Can Paint 1,000 Pictures. This is our audio version of... Thanks to the two people who got it. This is our audio version of Catchphrase. So, it's not so much say what you see, more see what? I'm going to give each player a list of 10 phrases. They have to take it in turns to act these out for their teammate, who has to guess which idiom they are performing. Now, obviously, they can't use any of the words in the phrase. So remember, I want you to act out these phrases, not just describe them. So, for example, if I was to do like, I tell you what, I've managed to get this stallion down to the lake, but he still refuses to glug down this can of Stella.
Horses for courses.
No, I'm of course referring to the famous idiom, horses make terrible drinking buddies. So, no, that would have been, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Right.
Yes. See? Okay, there we go. So let's start with Ellie and Tom. That's for you, Tom. That's for you, Ellie. Those are your idioms. You'll take it in turns. Tom's going to go first. Your 2 minutes on the clock starts... now.
Oh, here's my fedora. Oh no, it's on the floor.
Where you lay your hat is your home.
Oh no, it happened really quickly. That fedora was just fell onto the floor.
Oh, my hat fell on the floor.
I've let go of it and it fell. I had it in my hand.
Falling hats.
I had it in my hand and then I let go of the fedora and it just was down on the floor. Really quickly.
You're welcome to pass at any time.
Oh, pass.
Pass. What was that one?
At the drop of a hat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I get it. That was a good practice. Right, let's start. Oh, it's pancake day, and there's a crucial element in the recipe for pancakes, but I better not put them all in one receptacle.
Don't put your eggs in one basket.
Bingo.
This feline creature was looking in somewhere and it got killed.
Oh
shit, I can't think.
I'm afraid I can't give you that one, but...
Curiosity killed the cat.
Yes
absolutely.
Oh, goodness me, there's a big hedge. I better not whack in the circumference of the hedge. Oh, don't...
Oh, don't beat around the bush.
Yes!
Yes, good. Oh, there's a barrier between my two gardens. I'll just pop up here and sit on my bum.
Sorry, Tom. Remember, none of the words in the phrase was, of course, sitting on the fence. Keep going, Ellie. You're doing very well.
Gosh, this leg of lamb is very big. I better not try and put more of it in my mouth than I can swallow.
Don't better bite not. Off more than you can chew.
You are.
Lovely stuff.
Why was it lamb?
I don't know. That was a bum steer, wasn't it?
5 seconds left.
Talking about Beelzebub.
Oh, that was very good.
Talking about Beelzebub.
Your time's up and I'll let you guess.
Something about the devil.
Yes.
Better the devil you know.
No.
Talky devil, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love that phrase.
I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw it over to the other team.
Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil. Of course it was. Or talky devil time.
Talky devil man.
Talky man.
Talk about things you like to do in hell.
That would be a much nice. It would be a much nicer voice. Talky devil man. Here's James Nesbitt. It'd be like a really delightful phrase.
James Nesbitt. Why it have to be Lamb? Okay. So Pierre and Ben, those are yours. I'll give you a little bit of extra time because they've got 2:13.
Shall I start?
Go on.
Yeah,
Pierre, you start off. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Not only did you hurt me, but you were rude to me as well.
Adding insult to injury.
Yeah.
I'm holding on to this rod, but I'm doing it all wrong.
Talky. We talked about this. Not
only
the show.
One of the words.
Talky devil man.
I'm holding on to this rod, but I should have turned it around.
Wrong end of the stick.
Yeah,
I'll give you a quarter for that.
I have all this poultry. I hope I'm not being. I hope I'm not tempting fate by assuming the amount of poultry I have, even though they have yet to be born. I hope I wasn't wrong to assume the exact number of poultry I have.
I counted chickens before the hat.
That's right.
Well done. But there's three of us. I wish there was less, and then we could dance.
Three's a crowd.
No. If there was less of us,
it takes two
we could
to tango.
Dance. Yes!
That hound is not awake, so...
Let's sleep in dogs alive!
Yeah!
Here I am. Ouch. I'm stuck in the middle. And on one side of me, it's solid. But then on the other side...
Rock in the hard place.
Yeah.
That was Ben's internal monologue.
get that feline out of that sack.
Drowning cats in a bag?
No. The opposite of that.
Yes. Let the cat out of the bag.
Yes.
Okay. I'm playing tennis with you, and it's on your side.
Balls in your court.
Yeah.
I was in a vineyard. I was made aware of the rumor in the vineyard.
He's really good at this.
I was in the vineyard.
I'm gonna have to push you. Your time is up.
And the plant in the vineyard made me aware.
I heard it on the grapevine.
Heard it on the grapevine. I've got
that was really good.
I've got absolutely no idea. It wasn't for you, Tom, but it was good for us.
We were saying once you're in the mindset.
Yeah, we weren't in the zone.
You weren't in the zone.
So they had a warm up, really.
Yeah. Do you want to go again?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. So we've got no idea who could have won that round, but let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Producer Ben, you horse-faced bastard. What are the scores?
Tom and Ellie got a great 3.5.
Congratulations.
Pierre and Ben got 9.25.
That was round one, to coin a popular expression. To coin an even more popular expression, let's play round two. It's Flat Games.
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there, do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
Gold!
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 Hello!
There it is, guys.
Hello!
There it is.
Talky devil man!
There's the catchphrase we stole from Spandau Ballet. They cannot have it back. So, round two is Flat Games, and this week we're playing our version of charades, and it's called
Charades
Against the Machine.
Now, oh, there we go.
Needs to. Thank you, Tom, for correcting me, even though you wrote the pun. And
charades against
the Machan. It's charades against the Machan. We've got a Welsh lady called Sian who's going to come up and help us out with this game. So in this round, I'm going to give each player a piece of everyday mechanical equipment or a machine. Tom's still enjoying...
It's a good pun.
It's not a bad pun, is it, Tom?
Charades.
Do you know what that's from the golden pen of Mr. Tom Parry. In this round, I'm going to give each player a piece of everyday mechanical equipment or a machine, if you will, and they must give me as many reasons why it annoys them as they can. But they must do so in the medium of rap slash rock crossover. That's right.
Wow.
It's another bomb track. So let's start with Ben. Now, as we move into 92... still in a room with that idea, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They still sing that lyric. So, your machine, Ben, is a kettle, and I want to hear you rap about the many ways in which it makes you blow your top, mama. So, DJ Bucket Louse, let's do it.
Start with a bit of Killing in the Name Of.
Start with a bit of Killing in the Name Of, absolutely. You're listening to Hospital Radio. Okay, off we go. Kettle. Oh! Yeah! Bringing this back in! Yeah, the kettle, it is my foil! The motherfucker takes so long to boil! Oh, it really ought to! This thing doesn't take enough water! Yeah, it's shit! This is made by Kenwood! That's not even one of my favourite brands! Oh! I hate my fucking kettle! It's full of fucking limescale. And now you do what they
say. Surely it's made of metal.
I love that. I love that.
Surely it's made of metal.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I managed to make that four gripes you had there. So
wow.
Fantastic.
Gripes against the machine.
Gripes of wrath.
Gripes of wrath, yeah. Out of five there, I'm going to give you, I think, three for performance. So that gives you a grand total of seven. That was fantastic. Okay. The audience apparently didn't think so, but that's okay. That's all right. So, Ellie, it's your turn now. Your machine is the... She's grabbing a pen. The first tool of improv. Yes, and let me get my notebook.
I like to be prepared, Matthew.
Absolutely. So yours is the electric toothbrush, and I'd like you to use the weapon of rock and rap to tell us why you hate your electric toothbrush so much. What are we going to go for now, DJ Bucket Louse?
Bullet in the head.
Bullet in the head. Were you a fan of Rage Against the Machine?
What do you think?
Absolutely not.
I was genuinely listening to the Spice Girls on the way here.
And one thing I think about the Spice Girls, they never ever had a monk on fire on any of their front covers.
I don't know why that's funny, but I'm sure it's great if you do.
Monk on Fire was the B-side to Two Become One, though, fun fact. So... Okay, Ellie, your pad's full. Let's...
I've written electric toothbrush, teeth, tooth, dentist.
Lovely stuff.
Here we go, look out for those, guys.
Look out for those keywords, guys. Let's play bingo.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Oh, it's a good one, isn't it?
It's a corker.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so aggressive. Like a man. Bloody toothbrushes, they drive me mad. Spinning crazy, they're just like my dad. I hate it when they spit all over the mirror. I'm just like, man, why don't you just chill and make me dinner? Fucking toothbrushes, spinny, spinny, spin. Sometimes I just wanna put you in the bin. The thing that really drives me crazy is when Pierre tries to use me to clean the gravy off the tiles. Yeah, the gravy off the tiles.
Gravy off the tiles! The gravy off the tiles!
And then the worst thing is when the battery goes dead and you have to charge it in the funny little charger. And there's no rhyme to this, but it's genuinely annoying.
Genuinely annoying!
Well, I think I found a new skill.
You came up with four gripes there, and I'm going to give you another four
freestyler. In stereo.
Why aren't you rapping, Matthew?
I can neither say it nor do it. I'm going to give We're you another four. Four.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, doing such a lovely job. So, congratulations there. 8 points to Ellie. Pierre, it's your turn, and the machine I want you to rage against is a Fitbit. So if you are ready, DJ Bucket Louse, what have we got this time?
Wake up.
Wake up. Don't remember that one.
I don't know.
Wake up, it's little Susie.
They weren't always angry.
They had a sensitive side, didn't they?
They weren't always angry.
Okay, so this is Wake Up. Pierre Belli, Fitbit, off you go.
All right. I don't want to wear it on my wrist. I don't care if I'm not working at the top level I can. Trying to track my heart rate. There's nothing I hate more than knowing how many steps I've walked in a day. It's none of your business, Steve Jobs. Stay out of my life. If I want to be morbidly obese, I will. I have no idea that you do this. I have no ability to do this at all. I've got a heart rate cage.
Keep going, because I'm really enjoying this so much. Please keep going.
I don't know enough about Fitbits to complain about Fitbits.
Okay, well, that was Pierre,
everybody. I'm not in this correct socioeconomic bracket for this rage.
That was wonderful stuff from Pierre, nevertheless. Producer Ben reckons he got four gripes in there. Mm. Was one of them a gripe about the game itself?
Yeah. So
we're not counting that.
It was a meta gripe.
It's got to be three, hasn't it?
And, if that.
And for performance, I'm going to give you one for trying.
Okay, yeah.
Our patience. So, last up we have Tom.
We finally brainwashed them.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom, I want you to bomb track anger at your old friend, the photocopier. Can you do it? Let's find out. DJ Bucket Louse on the ones and twos. What are we rapping to this time?
Bomb track.
Let's do it.
Let me tell you when I wanted to get farty. I said, are you at the Christmas party? You're no good. Let me tell you, you're shite. Because you only do things in black and white. I'm going to kill you. I want you to stop. Rubbish with your photocopy. I don't even know what you do, you poor. You only print out in A4. Let me tell you that you are a disgrace. I'm gonna stick my head and get a picture of my face. Oh yeah, well I think you're really crass. I'm gonna do 27 copies of my ass. That's right, 27 copies, because that's the amount you always do. You're broken. You only do 27. Sometimes I want 3. No, 27. I want 40 of these. No, 27. What's going on here? How did these numbers get stuck in your dial? 27? Wow!
Lovely stuff. Fantastic rapping and excellent backup from the vein on the side of your head. Which, genuinely, I thought was going to burst and spray all over us. So, four gripes. Are you actually paying attention here, DJ Bucket Louse? Do you think that was four gripes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, we've
I can tell you what they are.
Yeah, go on, what are they?
Only black and white.
Only black and white.
Only A4.
Only A4, yeah.
only 27
only
copies.
Only 27, yeah.
He did
yeah.
mention 27 copies, yeah.
He did mention yeah. that, yeah, yeah.
What was the other one? Just it's shit, I think.
So that was four gripes. Can we give you a full 5 points performance? That was absolutely fantastic. So, at the yes! So, DJ Bucket Louse, what the scores at the end of that round in the style of Zach de la Rocca himself? Let's hear it. Here he goes. I cannot wait for this.
The scores are very tight. Pierre and Ben have 20 and a quarter. Tom and Ellie have 20 and a half.
Oh! It's a half in it. Now, hopefully, they've got all that effing and jeffing.
DJ Fuck It Louse.
That's absolutely obscene, Thomas. I hope you've got all the effing jeffing out of your system.
What's
because there is
Jeff,
no...
What's the jeffing?
I was going to say, because we all know what effing is.
Is it not Jehovah?
Oh, old school.
Right.
Old school.
Yeah.
Back when people used to say fuck and Jehovah. Yeah. Too much,
hopefully
if you ask me.
Not in the same sentence. we love all our listeners, regardless of faith.
Hello, North Korea.
Oh, hello, North Korea. How are you doing, guys? So, we're going to play the next round. It's Beef Brothers! It's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And this one comes from Bill, who is in the audience. Bill, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And
lovely to have you here. Now, Bill writes, my housemates are due to give birth. I am the landlord. Yes, they have the beauty of a life coming into the world. But did I sign up to this? How do I approach this? Like, I get you're having a baby, but they use water too.
Wow.
Wow. Good point. Do I let it slide, or can I get them on the technicality of subletting?
Oh. Now, when a cold wind blows, it chills you.
Chills you to the bone. I'll just tell you now before we begin the cross-examination. Now, Tom and Ellie, you are on Bill's side.
Oh.
Okay, Ben and... Try and remain impartial if you can at this stage. Ben and Pierre, you are on the side of the baby. So, no, the flatmates. The flatmates and indeed the baby. Now, before we begin, let's have a cross-examination. Are there any questions anyone from the panel would like to ask Bill?
Yes, Bill, what's the baby's name?
Well, they don't know it yet until it comes out, right?
But you can't do it by appearance because people don't look like that forever. That's famous.
Tom does. Stayed on brand. If it ain't broke,
always look like a Tom.
Let's find out. Have they flung around any names for this baby?
They have, yeah.
Talk us through a few of them.
Ava.
Yeah, after Hitler's girlfriend.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's Eva.
Adolf, if it's a boy.
Wife, please, have some respect for the sanctity of marriage.
Sorry, I apologise.
They got married right before they killed themselves.
Absolutely. I forgot. That's the bit I forget to focus on in the bunker.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, funny enough, Ellie as well.
Ellie's one of them.
Oh, no, I love this baby. It's going to be very hard.
You don't have to kill it. You just want it to be homeless.
Can I just say, Pierre, no one's mentioned killing the baby until you did. So,
oh God,
get your extra toothbrush out. Yeah. Any other questions apart from the baby's name?
Yes. How long had they been living with you before announcing that they were preggo? Yes.
Good question.
Thank you.
About 2.5 years.
And okay. How preggo are they?
2.5 years.
It's gonna be really pregnant.
It's going to be a really big baby. It's going to be a Tom.
Almost very, very close.
Did they ask your permission before getting pregnant?
Well, they didn't, but I did hear the try.
Oh, my God. They put you through that.
They did, yeah.
Is it a house or a flat?
It's a flat, yeah.
Ooh, and so did you know them before they moved in?
Yes, I did, yeah.
So they're friends?
Yeah, I've known them for about 9 years.
Yeah. And then you decided you could make money out of this.
Oh, thing. Of course, yeah.
Aren't you on their side?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's like a living room, kitchen, right?
Correct, yeah.
Communal.
Yes.
They've got a room, you've got a room.
Yep.
Bathroom, that's it.
Garden as well, if you...
If they can't keep the baby in the garden, they can't.
Pop it in the kennel.
Baby shed?
Point
of order. They shouldn't keep the baby in the garden.
Bill said he's done the shed up.
Absolutely.
How have you done the shed up?
you get a guy and they install and it's just really nice. It's got a nice bench out there. You've got like a fire pit.
You say they use water as well, but I can think of nothing more harrowing than the idea of a newborn child independently showering.
Be creepy.
Exactly, be terrifying, but that doesn't happen.
That feels like conjecture, Pierre, but...
Well, you've got resources and stuff, you know, the bins.
You own racehorses.
You're doing pretty well for yourself.
I mean, yeah.
He's
Bring
got a pretty penny, hasn't he?
They came this morning, yeah, they did.
Okay, well, hopefully that is enough information for our team to make their cases. So, without further ado, Ellie Taylor, you have 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Do you need a pen?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think it's all clear, very clear here, that clearly there's going to be a breach of the contract if a new person moves into the flat, unless that person is willing to pay rent and or split the utilities. I'm not sure that they are allowed there. Also, do they have any legal standing? Do they have anything? Do they have a passport? Because I want to see where they've come from.
Can I just... You want to see where they've come from?
I don't know how close Bill is with his housemates.
That might be in breach of the landlord's contract, I think.
I think it's very rude of them to suddenly procreate without getting your consent. And I think you should let them out into the wild. If Mary and Joseph can find a place at the inn at the last minute, I'm sure these people can too. I rest my case.
Thank you so much, Ellie Taylor. Very strong. Very strong opening case for the prosecution. I'm going to throw over now to Pierre Novelli. Now, you're going to open the case for the defence. Your minute begins now.
Look, it's generally a good rule of thumb in life not to do anything that is exactly what the worst person in a Disney film would do. So, for that reason alone, probably don't kick out the couple with the newborn child into the snows of the Beast from the East. And I would also say that in theory, you could say, oh, well, the baby's going to have to pay for utilities. But I bet you that already in that couple, one of them earns more than the other one. So they can just, you know, come under the umbrella of that. You can negotiate that. Just, you know, diplomacy first. Also, you might say the baby's going to keep you up crying. They were keeping you up fucking to make the baby anyway. So it's just a different type of screaming and weeping that's going to keep you up. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. You could turn the shed into a kind of baby prison.
5 seconds.
And congratulations on the fire pit.
I've got to say, I loved your closing argument. I really loved your closing argument. Very strong. Bill, how do you think it's going so far?
It's very funny.
I was talking more about the case in the show, okay. But thank you so much.
Good on you,
please,
Bill.
Please leave a review on iTunes.
I will do it on iTunes.
Pop it on iTunes at any point.
Don't demean this court.
We're going to throw over now to Tom to make the case for the second prosecution. Now, Tom, can I ask you a question? Are you going to do this as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer.
Oh, yes.
A John Grisham novel, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, everybody. Presiding and indeed providing your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I see a lot of you out there, mamas and papas, your favorite band. Yeah, I know it. Them there over there, big lawyers come down here from the city, hell. Saw them get off the train this morning, shiny shoes, top hat. Brawlies. Hell, don't rain in this county, am I right? California dreaming. Now, I'm gonna tell you a little story now. Yeah, back in the day there, the tale of love, tale of marriage, tale of husbandry, animal husbandry, I don't know what that phrase means, but let me tell you something now. Stable out back there, Bessie May, stallion, heavy with child. Out I go.
But the stallion was heavy with child.
Hell, we ain't had a bed in this county for 25 years. You don't listen to them there. Stallion, heavy with child, Bessie May. Maybe I was missold that stallion. You can't check on eBay. I get out there, elbow deep. Water's breaking. Miracle child, little baby calf. What? Room at the inn? Hell, you know what I'm telling you. Oh, there's always room at the inn. No further questions, Your Honor.
I don't think I've ever heard the phrase "no further questions" and had so many questions. But that is for another time. I'm afraid Fanshawe's passed out in a dead faint, as he does at the end of every speech, Mr. Smith style. So we're going to conclude the case for the defence with Ben, and your minute begins now.
Well, first of all, I'm just reeling from the fact that Fanshawe's from California.
He is now.
After all
the
these
deep
years.
South of California, who knows?
And also the male horse that gave birth to a cow. But anyway, Bill, you bastards. Bill, Billy, Billiam. Bill by name, Bill by nature, eh?
Bill by Baggins.
Lovely stuff.
What? Listen, Bill, it's a baby. It's a miracle of life. It's like that old saying, don't throw the baby out because of the bathwater. Yeah, I'm going to rest there.
Lovely stuff. Now, unfortunately, I cannot make the decision myself, as I am the subject of a high-profile court case. I'm accused of mating a stallion with a cow. The results are inconclusive, but I can't speak on any court case at this stage. So I'm going to allow our live Phoenix audience to make the call. So if you think Ellie and Fanshawe, and therefore Bill, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. Oh, it's not looking good, Billy boy. If you think the baby is in the right, I would like you to applaud for Pierre and Ben now. There we go, the mob has spoken. Bill, how do you feel, mate?
If anybody's looking for a double room in Surbiton...
He doesn't respect the court at all, and I like that about you, boy. I like that about you.
Good landlord and true.
So, next up is the quickfire round, but before that, there's just time to read a quick fan letter. Oh, this is fun. This comes from Fiona. She writes, hello, Matthew, Ben, Tom, and producer Ben. I've been a fan of the podcast for many years, but have you ever considered, just as a sort of joke, doing a quickfire jingle that lasts a really long time? Lots of love, Fiona Raskin, Glasgow, England. P.S. P.S. That meat you sold me, are you sure it was lamb? Well, Fiona, thanks for your letter, but I just can't see how that would work. So let's hear the jingle.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's really quite strange. It has a long introduction.
Ooh, it's just plain weird.
And in this day and age, people just don't have the attention span. An introduction as long as this, the kids don't understand it.
No, just like vines.
It's not one for the millennials. They've probably stopped listening. In this day and age, an introduction this long. Oh, it's like a novel. A novel. Is a book. Kids these days, they probably don't understand what books are. They're too busy snap tweeting at their chums. Is chums still a word they use?
Oh, sure it is.
is.
Hashtag chums. Let's get chums trending. Anyway, let's get back to the quick fire round. It's nice and quick, so the kids will probably enjoy it. Let's start it soon, whilst hashtag chums is going viral. It's got its own series on Comedy Central.
Swipe right for pappies.
Anyway, kids, let's get on with the hashtag quick fire chum.
There we go. So in this quickfire round, the answers are all mishearings of the word hang. So instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer...
Ooh, www.we'restillcurrentmate.com/chums at chums.co.uk. I can't stop saying the word chums now. Maybe we could turn chums into an app and sell it to Elon Musk, that man who's put the car into space. I've read the news lately. Anyway, let's stop messing around, chums. Let's get back on with the quick chums. Chums.
Lovely stuff. So, in this quickfire round, the answers are all mishearings of the word hang. Now, instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Tom and Ellie, let's hear that now.
Tom.
Ellie.
Lovely stuff. Ben and Pierre.
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 Sure, why not go for the two-syllable one? Now, remember, these are all mishearings of the word hang, and these are all true stories. Off we go. I came home to find Tom and Ben having sex with a painting. I said, guys, I asked you to hang the picture, not...
Fuck it.
Bang the picture.
Pierre is correct, yeah. Bang the picture is correct. You see how it works, Clarky?
I see how
okay,
it works.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
1 point to Pierre. I came home to find Tom and Ben talking in Cockney rhyme to a painting. I said, guys, I asked you to hang the picture, not...
Ben.
Ellie.
Slang.
Slang is correct.
Yes.
I came home to find Tom and Ben whipping egg whites, sugar and lemon with a painting. I said, meringue. Meringue is absolutely correct. I came home to find Tom and Ben digging their canine teeth into a painting.
Fang.
Correct. Can you please say your names first rather than just shouting it out?
Pierre Fang.
Pierre, thank you very much. Pierre Fang's a good name for you, Clarky.
I'll take it.
My nemesis.
Pierre Novelli and Pierre Fang.
If I married Pierre, I'd be Ellie Novelli.
Oh, I like
that. I'm going to divorce my husband right now.
It's Ellie Novelli off the telly.
Yay! Hey!
Well, I came home to find Tom and Ben reading a long-running heavy metal magazine to a painting.
Tom.
Kerrang.
I'm going to give 0.5 point to Pierre as well there, because I think you got that as well. I came home to find Tom and Ben rubbing their penises on a painting. It was disgusting. Next question. I came home to find Tom and Ben had taken the painting to the capital of North Korea. Of course they
ben
had.
Tom.
It was Pierre.
Pyongyang,
the picture, absolutely right. I came home to find Tom and Ben throwing
hello,
a painting
North
in
Korea.
Such... Oh, hello, North Korea.
Hello, North Korea.
North Korea.
Big fans out there.
Hail glorious leader.
Yep. Absolutely. He's a good man.
We have so much corn.
I came home to find Tom and Ben throwing a painting in such a way that it came back to them. Ellie, do you want to take it?
Boomerang.
Boomerang the picture. Final one. I came home to find Tom, Ben, Morrissey and Johnny Marr using a painting to perform capital punishment on Grimmie. Host of Radio 1's breakfast show. Tom.
Hang the DJ.
Just Ellie now.
Hang the DJ.
So that is the end of the quickfire rounds, which means we have a winner. Go on, producer Ben, tell us, what are the final scores?
One team has 24 3/4.
Ooh.
The other has 25 1/2. The winners are Tom and Ellie.
Oh! So Ben and Pierre have
have to hang the pictures, and Tom Ely have to hang with me. Thanks to our guests Pierre Novelli and Ellie Novelli. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, with special guests Ellie Taylor and Pierre Novelli. It was devised by Pappies and producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to the good people of the Phoenix in London, to Do the Right Thing podcast at Orange Park at the British Comedy Guide, and to Gwyn, Rhys Davies and Josh Grant for helping out. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a plus production for the British Comedy Guide. I just said BBC, we've been on the BBC for years. And the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye! Yes!
I've just found out the trial is worth 1 point. Is that right?
What's that?
The whole trial, the whole
Point.
One point. It's a flash.
Takes a long time for 1 point, but
an entire legal case undermined by hang the DJ.
Yeah. Pretty much, mate.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.